What you gonna do? Yeah, baby.
Watching John dance on the floor is funny. He's doing the synchronized swimming routine.
Hey, baby.
All right.
What's
so welcome
going on, guys?
Yeah, I'm making you holly, baby.
Yeah, we had
do
nice
I
little Austin yeah. Powers intro.
Yeah,
just FYI, we're not talking about Austin Powers.
We're not.
We just a little randomness
right
there.
Decided to put that on there for some weird reason. I don't know.
Playful mood.
I don't always get to pick the songs.
Dude, that was a good intro.
Was
I'm not gonna lie.
You were good.
I think your dancing was better.
Next time you'll catch the synchronizing swimming part, guys.
So welcome, episode 34, Men of the K podcast.
Welcome, 34. welcome.
And I'm here with somebody's laying on my floor.
Yes, who would that be?
Floor guy.
I don't know. Introduce yourself, floor man.
Floor man.
You're just a floor man. I ain't got no power.
It's Johnny Danger.
Johnny Danger on the floor.
He's got the power of the floor.
He's being dangerous on the floor.
I'm holding it down.
We got Gilliam. Gilliam on the couch.
What up, peoples? What's up?
And once again, it's the three of us.
Just
the three
of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the three of us.
You and I. You and I.
You and me.
You and me.
You complete me. You complete me.
Austin Powers reference, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are we going to talk about today? What do we got, Gil?
Oh, we're not going to do the Austin Powers marathon kind of show? No.
I don't think so.
Came to the wrong show? Sorry.
I don't think so. Maybe. Maybe we'll fit some Austin Powers time in there. But we got other important things to talk about.
All right. Well, a new anime came out on Netflix called Castlevania.
I hear it's good.
It is pretty bloody and badass.
Awesome.
It's bloody awesome.
It's bloody awesome.
Sounds cool.
Get in my belly.
Yes.
Get in my belly.
Grab the baby. Grab him.
The baby.
What else are we talking about, John?
Some got.
Game of Thrones. We'll talk some Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man.
Don't worry, none of us have seen it, so we can't spoil it.
Radioactive Spider Powers.
This is
going to
be the preview.
Radioactive
talk about
Spider
it next
Powers.
Week.
Radioactive Spider Powers.
We'll be swinging
powers.
Your way next week with the review.
Got some Spawn news.
Some Spawn. Where is she?
Wrong character.
That was bad.
Wrong character. John just wants to say that every week.
I do. I'm going to sneak it in somewhere. From now on,
that's pretty it for topics. But don't worry,
we'll make it work.
We always improvise.
Yeah,
we're really good at doing that.
Just on the drop of the hat.
So before we get started, though, word came out: Stan Lee's wife passed away, Joan Lee, at the ripe age of 95.
She's old.
Our condolences goes out to the Lee family.
Yes, for sure.
For shizzle.
And married for 70 years almost.
That's amazing.
You don't see that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Great life that she lived and very sad for him. He seems to be a very nice man.
Yeah,
he does.
If Hot Sauce was here, he could probably attest it because Hot Sauce met him.
Yes, yeah. He has the picture to prove it.
And
he actually paid $200 for that.
He did.
For free.
Well, Stanley's got to make money.
Dude, well, not like that. He's already making money, honestly.
Well, he's got to make more money.
He's the CEO of
he doesn't own it no more.
He's a creator. He still gets his money.
We're not going to get into this again, John.
I don't want to get into it, all right?
Don't pull another DC.
I'm comfortable on the floor right now. I don't want to get uncomfortable.
Don't get him worked up.
You're in perfect teabag position.
Ah.
We can call Juanito over.
Yeah.
None of that. None of that,
he'll take care of you.
None of that.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching, daddy.
You like the sweaty bunch? The sweaty bunch?
Schwalls.
So,
smoking a pancake?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's coming home.
$112 million,
I think. I'm not going to lie. It looks really good.
It does, yeah. Straight
looks
up.
Looks ridiculous good.
They did him justice, apparently.
It looks so good. It's like the Aunt May in that series.
The review.
Funny, like, Marissa Tomei, even after all these years,
oh,
she's still
God,
pretty
she
hot.
Oh, my God. She looks so beautiful.
She still looks good.
Not my cousin Vinny good, but still.
Yeah.
Shoot, she still looks good.
The years haven't been the most kind, but she's still amazing.
Lately. No, she looks hot.
She's still hot, yeah.
She's still hot.
She's probably like, what, in her 50s?
She could get the D.
The vitamin D?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right?
We will enrich her.
Or the calcium C? Some calcium in her?
She needs all the calcium she can get. Yeah, baby.
Tonight's podcast is brought to you by Cherry 7-Up.
And calcium.
And Captain Morgan and coconut rum.
Yes.
Oh, man.
We should have brought all the 7-Up and the rest of the rum up here.
I need a freaking straw to attach.
Well, let's pause it and a word from our sponsors, and we'll go get that rum.
So, $112 million.
And still going.
And still going.
I think it might be the biggest. One of the biggest of all time.
Spider-Man sells.
Yeah. It looks really
well, like
good.
He's like
as good as Wonder Woman was and as good of an opening it had here, it already blew her away.
Like, yeah. Technically, with Spider-Man, the biggest character of all Marvel characters, isn't he? Like, the most famous?
He's pretty up there.
He's up there, yeah.
He's not the most famous Marvel
character? If he's not the most famous, he's...
It's just like Superman is DC, Marvel is Superman, is Spider-Man?
I think he's a good entry level superhero, you know what I'm saying?
Like, nobody, even somebody who doesn't know shit about comics, they know Spider-Man.
True. Okay.
Like, yeah. He's just synonymous with this people, the general public. And
true.
General. Like, yeah. Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man, those are like the ones, the most iconic of the iconic, I would assume, at least.
Look at Batman right now.
Man, John's gonna have to, he's gonna be the...
He's the floor boy.
The live of everything. What are you looking up, John?
Nothing. I'm not looking up anything now.
Don't be lying.
Dude, I don't have my phone on me. I don't know where my other phone is.
Okay, so while John looks for his other phone.
Other phone?
They're,
I'm not looking for it. I'm
through all lying. Of the great stuff people are talking about, I did read something that somebody had an issue with.
Oh, there's always that one guy.
What was that?
He points
that they
the
seem to have removed his Spidey sense.
That's what? Stupid.
Yeah, that he kind of doesn't have a Spidey sense.
That's I'm cool with that. That's not a big thing, honestly.
Dude.
But in Civil War, they did mention his Spidey sense.
They did, but in this movie, they kind of make it seem like if his suit has the Spidey sense built into it.
No,
come on.
One of Spider-Man's powers is... Well, okay. The Amazing Spider-Man does not have web coming out of his skin. He builds
the cartridges.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he has agility, and he can walk on walls, and he can jump, and he's stronger, and he's fast.
Do everything a spider
but
can.
His biggest attribute is the spider sense.
In general, like all the Spider-Man.
He knows what's going on. He can feel it before it happens. Yeah. It's his intuition that's multiplied by...
My Spidey senses are tingling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't take that away.
Yeah, it's a classic line from
You can't take it away.
I think it's okay.
Maybe they just downplayed it and didn't mention it.
Okay,
all,
so just for the record, John shoots down everything, and now he's going to say it's okay to take away Spider-Man's Spidey senses.
It's okay, yeah.
It's like taking a Batman's Batarang.
You know what? If the movie's going to be good, I'll take it.
That's like saying that Superman isn't super strong.
That's like
or saying, he doesn't fly.
No, it's like saying Batman has parents.
Who is she? Or who are they? Where are they?
That's like saying Cyclops can't shoot laser beams out of his eyes.
But through his hands. No, through his butt.
I just want butthole.
The reverse Cyclops?
Yeah, that's his one eye right there.
That's his red eye.
Why does that sound like a wrestling finisher, the reverse Cyclops?
Sounds like a sex move, too.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
We're not going to go into detail how that one is. Sorry, guys.
I think John's feeling a certain way tonight.
Certain way.
A little frisky?
A little frisky.
A little frisky.
So who's going to go see Spider-Man?
I will.
I do.
I want to see it probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Maybe. Who works tomorrow?
I close at 7:30.
I close.
Oh, shoot.
I'm working.
I would say watch it Tuesday because you save some money when you watch it on Tuesday.
Yeah, we could do that.
I work Tuesday.
I'm off Tuesday.
Oh. I work Tuesday.
I was just saying. You can't do it on Tuesday.
I'm off Wednesday and Thursday, I think.
Well, we'll say this. Next time you see us, we'll talk about it.
Yes, well, we just wanted to kind of talk about how great it's doing. The reviews have been great.
Looks really good.
It looks really good. And, you know, we'll have to see for ourselves. I mean, Spider-Man, like I said before, Spider-Man sells tickets.
I wonder how Michael Keaton played his villain. Like, did he pull it off? Or
I'm pretty sure Michael Keaton's really good.
He's just badass in general.
And if you haven't seen this.
Don't say his name three times.
Michael Keaton.
Beetlejuice.
I was like, huh?
Beetlejuice.
If you haven't seen Spider-Man yet,
go watch
it. When you go watch it, make sure you stay through the end scenes. I think there's two or three.
Oh, really?
That's what's up.
I think there's at least two.
Okay.
Someone was saying that the end of it, you have to see it. It sets up everything coming or something like that. So,
I wonder if it's setting up the Venom stuff or is it setting up the MCU stuff?
I didn't. That's all he said. The guy was very spoiler free, unlike you last week, Gilbert.
And the week before.
Couldn't help it. Sorry.
And the week.
That's what you get.
God.
John just dropped the mic in his mouth, hit his teeth. I'm up. He just had something hard hit his teeth.
Yeah, that's never going to happen again. At least I didn't gag on it or something.
What? Yeah, Daddy. So, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
So, they released the names of the first three episodes.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
That is not the name of one of them.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
It's new.
So tell me what the names are.
We have episode 61, which would be the first episode of season 7, Dragonstone. The synopsis of that one's going to be Jon, which is Kit Harington, organizes the defense of the North. Cersei, played by Lena Headey, tries to even the odds, and Daenerys comes home. That is a synopsis of the first episode.
What's the name of the second one?
The second one is called Stormborn.
Daenerys Stormborn, first of her name.
Synopsis on that one's going to be Daenerys receives an unexpected visitor. Jon faces a revolt, and Tyrion plans a conquest of Westeros.
Okay, what's the next one?
And the last one is going to be The Queen's Justice, episode 63, episode 3 of season 7. Synopsis is going to be Daenerys holds court, Cersei returns a gift, Jaime learns from his mistakes. And that's it.
And that's it.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Okay, so we're going to go through them one episode at a time.
So Dragonstone.
Write me out.
She's going to arrive in Westeros from across the sea, the Narrow Sea. Mm-hmm. And she's going to land at Dragonstone, which is her ancestral home. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is where's Renly's people? Not Renly's people. Where's Stannis' people?
Oh, okay.
Because Stannis was over there. I mean, even if you take your whole army to fight, usually you leave like a garrison at your castle, like 200-300 people.
Or better yet, Euron. Great. Euron. Yeah, Euron. Yeah.
Euron.
The Greyjoy dude, he's doing something else.
He's with his sister, isn't he?
No.
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of
Euron's not at Dragonstone.
I think
from the trailers we saw, it looks like Euron's going to head to King's Landing.
So do you think they're going to set that up right there in the first episode, or do you think they're going to...
Well, the first episode and the second episode both seem to be...
I'm becoming one with your...
With the couch?
With your couch.
The couch is eating his legs.
Don't sit
the first two episodes seem like they are referring to Daenerys. So
two big Daenerys episodes.
It's going to be, mostly Daenerys, but you got to keep in mind, though, that...
It did say that Jon...
It follows everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So then I think another thing that they're going to do on the first one is they're going to start assembling the all-star team to go into... or go north of the wall, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, now, you're a rock star.
Get the show on. Go play.
Yes. They're going to have her come home. They are setting everything up. But, you know, I'm not a big Daenerys. I mean, I like Daenerys, but I'm not a huge Daenerys fan.
I'm not either.
So, you know, for people that are big Daenerys fans, to see her come home and land at her home, and it's a homecoming. She's been talking about coming back for a while. To them, it's a big episode.
It's going to be all about her. I'm sure.
They're probably going to be crying.
Nah, I don't think it's going to be all about her one time.
You don't think so, John? Okay, John, you tell me... You tell me what you think is going to happen.
I just told you, like, it's going to be her going home, but I think it also it's going to follow, have some remnants of maybe some Littlefinger going on, doing his trickery stuff. So, of course, Jon Snow trying to assemble his all-star team.
Well, it did say...
Cersei. They're going to talk about Cersei, too.
It did say Jon... What is he? Jon tries to rally the North?
Jorn. Did I say Jorn?
Jorn.
Jorn. Jon organizes the defense of the North. So he's rallying the troops, basically, up there.
Yeah, but see, Jon isn't concerned about fighting in the South. Jon wants to protect the Wall.
Yeah, that's
he wants to protect every... He's for the realm.
He's getting the people together, and they're probably going to end up going to King's Landing.
He's protector of the realm?
Yeah, there you go.
And then Cersei's going to... She's trying to even the odds, so she's out for revenge. Basically.
I think she's going to just be like, yeah, whatever.
Remember...
she's going to kill somebody.
Remember that the end of somebody season 6, the Martells were uniting with the Tyrells.
They were?
To fight it. So by evening the odds, maybe she's going after either the Martells or the Tyrells.
I think because they killed their daughter. The Sand Snakes are going to get did up real quick.
I think so too, yeah. Well, what does it say in part 2 or part 3 of the Queen's Justice?
The last one? Shit.
We're skipping Stormborn. Okay.
We'll go back to that one real quick.
Justice, the synopsis was Daenerys holds court. Cersei returns a gift. Oh, that's kind of... Okay. Jaime learns from his mistakes.
I think when it says Cersei returns a gift, remember when they sent her the daughter's necklace within the snake? It was a gift. I think she's going to kill them chicks. I think.
There's going to be some dead bitches.
Yeah. If not, you know what? I don't know if anybody realized this, but one of the Sand Snakes.
She's
the chick from Iron.
Yep.
Fist.
The girlfriend or whatever.
The Wing. What's her name?
The Asian chick.
Colleen Wing. Wong. Yeah,
she's
Wing.
Pretty hot.
Yes. She's also in Star Wars.
Yeah. She's in Rogue One.
She's in The Force Awakens.
Oh, no. Yeah. The Force Awakens.
She's one of the X-Wing pilots.
My bad. Yeah.
Damn.
Man, that gets around. How do you... But to get around like that, and even though they're just little roles, like, you're in Game of Thrones.
Big shit, though. Yeah.
You're in Star Wars.
True.
And you're in Iron Fist.
So she's Marvel, Star Wars, and fucking Game of Thrones. God damn, woman.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
She should just retire. It ain't ever going to get better than
she's
that.
She's like, I'm done. I did everything I wanted to do.
Only thing missing is maybe Walking Dead.
Okay, so still. So what does the second episode say, Stormborn?
I
know she was born in the storm, but...
Daenerys receives an unexpected visitor.
I think that's Jon Snow.
It's got to be.
I think it's gonna be Melisandre, honestly. It wouldn't be Jon Snow.
Or maybe Arya?
No,
Arya's trying to get back to Winterfell.
She's going back home.
Jon faces a revolt. So first he's trying to assemble, now he's facing a revolt. So that's interesting.
That's why I think he goes to see her. Mm. Because he wants to go talk to her and get her on his side.
There's no
and the North is probably like, no, like, you're the king in the North. Like, you don't need to go see her. And he's like, yes, I do. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Nah, man. I think what's going to end up happening, I'm telling you, I think it's Melisandre.
You want to put some guap on it?
Yeah, because they show her, Melisandre, actually going at Dragonstone.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
And then, that is true.
Tyrion plans the conquest of Westeros.
But she could be coming later.
Nah, dude. She's there. Because Jon even banished her.
Melisandre's just a Westeros hoe.
She's a nasty hoe? Like, she keeps on labeling everybody the freaking prince that was promised.
She's a freckle-faced
hoe. Azura High, there you go. I'm sorry, not the prince.
She's a wrong prophecy hoe.
Yeah, like, so I think she's going to meet Daenerys. Hoe. And, like, if this is the crazy part. Like, if she doesn't deem Daenerys, like, because she's already met, like, what, she... three people and said, oh, yeah, they're Azura High, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to end up happening is if she doesn't meet Daenerys, that means Jon Snow's Azura High.
But the Azura High and the prince that was promised, two different things.
Exactly, but it doesn't matter.
It can be two different things.
It can be, but I'm just saying that if she meets Daenerys and she doesn't deem Daenerys as Azura High, like, it has to be Jon Snow.
Yeah, but... the other Red Priestess that was with her in season 6 said that she was Azura High, or she was the one that was going to lead him through the Dark Knight.
Man, I don't know.
Remember? Remember when they got them to start talking?
We will see.
I think it was episode season 6. We'll see in 7 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Then we have to wait 2 years.
No, we'll see in 14 days because it's the second episode.
Sneaky, sneaky. I like that. Okay, so another thing we learned about Game of Thrones is that season 8, that the episodes might be full, like, feature length.
Movie length.
Movie length, yeah, like 2 hours.
So that's
I'm all for that.
That's good.
That's why it's gonna take 2 years.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make
they should have made these ones seven like movies an hour, 2 years, an basically. Hour and a half.
Yeah. When you think about it that way, if each one's gonna be like feature length, movie length.
Each one's already an hour long. And there's
seven episodes, so they're making 7 movies in 2 years.
I mean, but technically, an hour and 45 minutes it could be a movie, or an hour and 30 minutes.
Still, when you think about like that kind of undertaking, that's crazy. Well,
the last if you look at the run times that were released. The last 3 or 4 episodes go past 60 minutes. One of them even goes to like almost 90 minutes, like 80-something minutes. Jeez. So that's already almost an hour and a half.
Times 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to complain.
Oh, no, hell no. Yeah, damn. No, absolutely not.
But man, like 2 years, though.
2 fucking years.
That's like Westworld.
Oh, I don't even get me started on that.
Oh.
Don't give me, God.
Who told you about Westworld, John?
You did. Oh, speaking of, on not Westworld, but like on the trailer of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
There was, you know how Cersei's on, like, talking about, like, you know, she has the enemies to the north, south, east, and west of her?
Yeah.
She's standing on something called the neck. And Jaime's standing on something called the fingers. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that I'm some calling it.
Foreshadowing?
Some foreshadowing, maybe, that, you know, Jaime's going to kill her.
I kind of see that coming too.
He's gonna be the king, and
he's gonna be the queen.
He's gonna add the queen slayer to his king. But fuck Cersei, I can't stand that bitch,
dude. Exactly.
If there's someone that I want to see, but you know what, I can't think of a way.
Everybody in her goddamn family. Tell me that she has been through a whole lot of shit. Oh,
but it's through her own making.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of it's from her.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, you just might get it.
I mean, okay. So let's think about it. Joffrey was killed. But she's the one who made sure he was a king because she had Robert killed.
Yeah.
By getting him drunk. Right? So that's kind of that's her fault.
Yeah. Poisoned, right?
And then her daughter was killed because she went and got her, tried to get her back, so gave them the opportunity to poison her.
True.
Then.
Wait, was she I forgot. Was she responsible for her disabling Bran? I forgot. Who pushed him off?
It was Jamie pushed her off. No.
The reason why her daughter died was because Oberon died. She killed.
That is true, but it was Cersei's fault for trying to say that Tyrion was going to do it and make him do trial by combat.
True.
And then Tommen died because she blew up his chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all her fault. But I can't think of a way that I would like to see Cersei die that would make me feel, like, satisfied.
I think slow. Like,
it's got to be slow.
I think that's going to be it. Like, she's going to stab Jamie.
And that's Jamie's like a murder-suicide,
like, fucking choke the shit out of her.
It's like, we both had this coming, sister.
Can they, like, just feed her to the dragon after that? Like, after she gets stabbed by Jamie and she's, like, heartbroken, can the dragon just, like, roast her or something?
I think what's poetic justice.
Either that or Brienne might kill her.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jamie hooks up with Brienne afterwards.
What if the mountain turns on
her? What if, what's her name? What if Arya kills her?
Nah, that'd be kind of lame.
She's not on the list?
Nah, I'd say because she has a prophecy that like her little brother's gonna kill her. Well, who's the oldest? That is true.
Well, in the book, that's a prophecy. Yeah. You've been watching that stuff that I told you to watch.
Alt X Shift was talking about it.
Nah, dude, you gotta watch The Order of the Green Hand.
Dude, I just like the way that dude's voice is so monotone. It catches my attention.
Kind of sounds like Elmo or what?
Nah, that's too high. He's lower.
So. Man, I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Just another week.
Is it going to be in this next 7 weeks, 7 episodes? So once it starts, those 7 weeks are going to go by pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, really fast.
That's how Dragon Ball Super is starting to become. Like, I'm watching Dragon Ball Super.
It's like, oh, totally.
And then, boom, like, I blink and it's already Saturday. So, yeah.
That was yesterday.
Yeah,
so you overshot. Was. You blinked and you overshot, and you go back in time like the Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna go back in time.
So three episodes. Now, I wonder, the names kind of hint at it. So that's three. So what are the, there's only seven episodes. So yeah. What are the other four going to say? But you know what? To me, that doesn't sound like it's moving along very fast.
No, it doesn't. Unless they're going to like, oh, we got to, you know, pick up the pace like in the last couple episodes.
Like probably like the Battle of the Bastards. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Those last two episodes of
they season were the six shit, was the shit. Dude.
Hold the door.
Why did they have to kill freaking
Hodor?
No, one Wound.
One. Dude, wow. I'm telling the giant, you, they should have just made a tree shield
for him. He was cool.
They should have made a tree shield for him.
They should, yeah. Damn. What the hell?
Dude, he seems like he's strong enough to do that.
Like the last of his.
Of the giants? Yeah. Of the giants?
Dude, he would have fucked up some people with that tree shield.
Fuck yeah.
If you thought about
but
it,
but then
you
if
just
they
would have
given
drop.
Him the tree shield, they would have never encircled him because he just would have like shoved them all.
Exactly,
away.
That would have been.
Away, bitches.
That's why he's the fucking secret weapon. Maybe he's not dead.
He can't be a secret weapon when he's like 12 feet tall.
So.
So what if he comes back as a a frost?
Oh yeah, frost giant.
Yeah. Ooh yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sure they burned him though.
Juicy. Yeah, they probably did.
The Fens probably tried to eat him.
Gross.
Remember the Fens, the ones that would eat people?
Ew.
Very ew.
That's nasty.
Okay, so John thinks... John has his own little theory. I don't know.
With?
With Game of Thrones.
On?
You think that it's not John and it's Melisandre.
Yeah. What if it's both? Oh, you're talking about going to the cat...
What if it's both?
Nah,
what if it's both?
It's
what
only
if-
one, because Melisandre got... She got banished or whatnot.
Yeah, remember? But they've already showed stills of pictures of John with Daenerys.
No.
Yes.
Where are they? Pull it up. Pull it up.
Dude, they already showed him, bro.
Let me see then. If they showed him, I would have saw it. I would have seen it.
I seen it.
I done seen it. But I have not seen it. Great White Buffalo.
John. I think you laying on the floor is clouding your judgment, my friend.
No, it's not.
Hold the door. So, I can't wait. Once again.
And I'm right.
So what if they get leaked online, all the episodes, are you going to watch them?
I have already read everything that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to be right. I don't think
so. God dang it, John. You're always the pessimist.
Dude, I don't...
They're going to change something up a little bit just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be as it shows because, I mean, that was way too early for anything to be, like, set in stone. But if you
dude,
you're
I
right,
read it, like, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. Let me see.
So right now I'm showing John the still pictures of Daenerys with Tyrion and Jon Snow and Sir...
Oh,
Jorah? No,
Davos Seaworth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Suck on that a one time.
Okay, you got me.
I gotcha.
Got him.
All right, you got me.
Whatever happens, it's going to be interesting, though. I can't wait to see. Even though I've read everything, and I hope.
So then,
I hope
did
they
it
do
say,
change some things.
Did it say that Jon was there in the second episode?
No, but it said that he shows up over there, and that Okay, so spoiler alert right now. So anyone that's listening, like, you can stop for a little while.
Yeah.
So spoilers.
It says that whenever he gets to Dragonstone, he's walking up the steps, and they have actually a still shot of him walking up the steps and reacting to something CG, which they say is the dragon, Rhaegaris, Rhaenys, the one that starts with, the one that's named after Rhaegar.
Yeah.
And that she says that she... trips out because her dragons respond to him like they respond to her.
Damn. Oh,
so he is part Targaryen.
Fuck that.
So that's, you know what I mean? That's going to happen. And I believe eventually he does ride.
I think so. One.
Yeah, I think so.
But you see, people don't know this, but in the book, he's a warg. Jon Snow. So is Rob.
He was able
to
warg
was a warg
into
too.
Ghost too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Bran. It was.
It was all.
It was,
all three
it was
of
most
them.
Of them. Yeah, most of them. Wow. Even
Arya's
and Arya would
Arya's,
have dreams.
Yeah,
she would have dreams of Nymeria.
Yeah.
Damn.
At night, running through the woods.
That just sounds fucking cool. Why did they not put that in the show?
I know. It's just too much.
Yeah, way too much.
It's too much. I mean, people have a hard time following the characters right now.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, whatever, man. Whatever.
I mean, I can't wait, and we're finally here, and I'm sure 2 years from now, if we're still doing the podcast, episode 234.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be counting down the days, too, for the last season, and then, man, when it's over, what do we do?
That's when they'll probably do the prequel stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The prequels supposedly are not going to have Daenerys in it at all. Which is good. I mean, there's so much other stories out there. John,
the whole universe.
John looks at a lot of stuff, too, like I do, so.
Night of the Laughing Tree would be a dope one.
But I think they said that they're not going to show any of that.
Oh, that's
or it. Robert's Rebellion, because by the end of everything, it'll be all taken care of.
It'll be explained.
True.
You'll know everything you need to know. You would have seen everything you need to see.
You will know, Jon Snow.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool to see the...
that was good.
It'd be kind of cool to see the first men fight the children of the forest.
That'd be pretty dope.
Ah, yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, when they first get
I
there.
Can dig it.
Because, you know...
Can you dig it?
You know, the children of the forest, they look like little babies.
Little babies.
Get in baby. My belly.
Get in my belly. Belly.
You know what's funny? I watched Austin Powers today.
Did you really?
Really?
Which yes. one?
Yeah, which one?
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Dude, the second one's the best.
Original. I think. The second one. The second one.
That's the one with...
Heather Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The first one is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Yeah. And then the third one's Golden Member.
Golden Member was funny.
It was all right. Ducky was his name.
I think the first one's the best one because it's the original.
No, I think the second one.
John always Damn. Has to go against everything.
The first one, I guess, is the most memorable thing. It was like the first of its kind of thing.
Oh.
Mole. It's a mole. You got a big mole on your face. It's a mole.
He's like, go ahead and get it out of your system.
I want to chop it off your face and make it into
guacamole.
What's it doing there?
Yeah.
Okay, from moles to Netflix shows.
To vampires.
Vampire.
To the suckers of blood. You hear that?
I want to suck your blood.
Castlevania. Gilbert's seen all of them. John's seen one of them.
All four.
I've seen none of them. How long are they?
30 minutes.
Roughly about 25.
About 25 minutes?
Yeah.
25, so how is it? Is it?
It's good.
You can binge it real fast.
It caught my attention super quick.
You'll watch them real fast. The story engrosses you real quick.
Yeah.
Animation's beautiful. The voice acting is great.
What about the action?
The action is awesome. Huh?
Is it English or is it Japanese only?
English. There's some trailers in Japanese, but I guess our Netflix version does not have the Japanese version.
So I'm watching the Japanese version. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't like to watch the stuff in the Japanese.
It's
Japanese.
Japanese.
I think I'm turning Japanese. Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
I really think so.
But yeah, the show's really dark, really awesome.
Is there a lot of action?
Dug it. Yeah, definitely some action.
And who's the main character?
Mr. Belmont.
Is it really?
Which one?
Fuck, he's the last of the Belmonts.
Simon?
Simon, yeah.
Yeah.
The whip guy.
Is he bulked up?
No, not really.
He's more like pretty boy bulk.
Yeah.
He's just like sortly athletic, but not bulky.
Just like a slightly above average.
Yeah.
Does he have all of his little powers that he would have like in the game?
In these four episodes, they don't show too many powers. Like, I mean,
they just show his whip.
He's more, yeah, like just using his whip. And
the part I got up to was that he was fighting in the bar. So it's not like okay, second, little bit into the second episode.
Yeah, he doesn't really do like any magic stuff or anything like that.
That's cool.
At least in these episodes. Maybe later on, but not in these first four. Just straight up fighting pretty much with a sword and his whip.
I like that little, like watching the first episode, I saw Alucard. He's probably like up there in one of my as far as favorites.
You're going to watch the rest. You'll enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, he's a badass.
Yeah, they definitely make him a badass in this.
Yeah, dude, I bet.
Alucard is Dracula backwards.
Yes. It is.
Yes, it is.
He shows up in white. He's like, "Don't do this." Dracula's like,
"I got to."
And I hear,
"Yeah." Like he just you just see his nails out and just about to like slap the shit out of him or like scratch the shit out of him.
From what I've seen,
And you'll see they've where already, he did that.
Seriously?
Later on, yeah.
Oh, man.
You'll see where dope. He hit him, yeah.
They've already ordered.
Yeah, it's official two. That season two is underway.
That's pretty
and
sick.
And it's supposed to be extended.
Thank God. Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks that they broke it up into like 2 4-part series for the first season. I wish they would have just released the whole damn thing at once. But maybe I guess they're
it
not
it just
done
keeps
with
everybody jonesing for more, yeah. Honestly.
It's like what they do with Game of Thrones, what they do with Walking Dead. Like, they only give you kind of a little taste.
See how everybody liked it. It's yeah. really good. Honestly, A1.
Yeah, I hope they keep it.
What? John ain't beautiful. Got nothing bad to say about it?
Yeah, it's yeah. really good. Yeah. Like I said, I like the way they set up Dracula because they don't yeah. make him seem like a douchebag just trying to take over stuff. He was
yeah,
like
they actually, give him purpose. They kind
of
feel for the guy.
He has a legit cause to yeah. fuck up people.
You know why he's fucking pissed?
Yeah, exactly. Like you can
yeah
you can feel the same way Dracula feels pretty much, yeah. which is super dope.
Okay, yeah, so they tell it from his POV basically.
So
yeah.
who is the main character?
It's still Simon Belmont.
Okay.
But in that first episode, you find out
you
about
find
Dracula's
out
motives
everything
are.
Quit. Yeah.
Yeah, you find out what's Dracula's purpose, and then it takes off from there. Why is Dracula Dracula?
Yeah.
Why is Dracula Dracula?
Dude, we don't want
to
tell you.
Watch the show.
You
we don't
want to
spoil it.
Yeah.
It's a quick watch. Like, really, seriously. All 4 episodes will fly.
Yeah, they did. It really did. Mm-hmm. Really, really did.
Yeah.
And so this is the one that's based off of the game.
The third game.
The Lords of Shadows.
If that's a name, I don't remember.
Yeah, because I think the one I think I'm playing that game, and he's uh-huh. Simon Belmont. I believe okay. so. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
If you say so, I don't
know. The game's pretty awesome, though. I'm not going to lie.
So Steven would know the most, I think, on that one, right? He's like more
he would. My brother would. My brother,
really?
Mike.
Okay.
He would know for sure.
Symphony of the Night was a dope one. I played that one.
That's the classic, yes.
That one was the dope.
Symphony of the Night?
Yes, sir.
On the PlayStation.
With Alucard. Alucard? Can't say his name. Dracula backwards.
Alucard.
Dope.
I think that's probably one of my... It's become one of my favorite vampire animes in a long time. Like, the
really?
Last good vampire anime I saw was probably...
Vampire Hunter D?
Vampire Hunter D is legit.
That one's like that's a classic too. But Gungrave was one.
Gungrave was all right.
What
was another good vampire movie? I mean, anime. Fucking Helsing.
Helsing. Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. Helsing.
Yeah. I didn't end up watching Helsing yet, so
that's a good one. You'll like it.
Can't lay judgment on that one.
What
Vampire
about
Hunter D was dope though.
What about Blood or something like that?
Oh, Blood Rain.
Blood Pulse.
Oh no, Blood. Yeah.
Is a
not Blood Rain.
Blood Sea? What about Monster Squad?
Monster Squad. That's a classic.
That's a good vampire movie.
It's got Dracula in there. Hey, actually, they're going to play Monster Squad at the Alamo Drafthouse and have, like, I think some of the actors from that show on there. Like, here in Corpus.
Oh, damn.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
that's
they're
pretty
a couple
sick.
Of the actors.
When is this supposed to happen?
I got an email a while back. I don't remember what day, but like they're going to be playing that movie and have a couple of the actors from the movie in there.
That's cool.
So that's going
to
be cool.
Man, maybe I have to go see that.
Yeah.
I like Alamo Drafthouse.
Yeah, they do pretty cool shit. They do a lot of cool
John
shit.
John likes it. He doesn't like to spend all the money over there.
Oh, no.
Well,
if we ever go on a date, you're paying half for something.
You got to get in.
You got
to
pay. Either you pay for the tickets or you pay for the meal. I'd rather you pay for the meal, honestly.
Get the short end of that stick.
Dude, no joke.
Yeah, their meals ain't cheap. They're good, but they ain't cheap.
They're good, but they ain't cheap.
I just said that.
So, I say that a lot.
So,
I think we went through that one time.
Yeah, we did. Damn, we could have made a drinking game out of that.
We probably could have, but we drank all of our drink.
Yeah.
We drank.
So,
a
word from our sponsor as well. We go refill.
We drank all of our drink.
Purple drink.
So, what were we talking about again? Vampire animes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Or Castlevania.
What's another vampire anime that would be a good movie?
Good crossover.
You think they could do Vampire Hunter D?
Nah, that's too, like, that's too, like, it has way too many.
Yeah. Well, they did Hellsing, but it's nothing like the anime.
Yeah.
Let's think.
Because they've done some Dracula movies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, still Bram Stoker's Dracula's up there. That's one of my favorite.
Bram Stoker's Dracula is probably the best. It's classic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was really cool. Which one's the one where Keanu Reeves is in it?
Bram Stoker. Yeah.
Hello, John.
I thought Van Helsing was actually pretty dope for it to like have all those aspects. The Frankenstein monster.
Van Helsing was cool. I like how they try to make it like it was like a,
it was all interconnected.
Like a secret order of like spy. That little gadgets like, you know, like James Bond would.
Yeah.
And then the other one was pretty good too. Dracula, The Untold Story, or
what's his face from Lord of the Rings? I mean, from The Hobbit.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that guy.
He was a good. That was a good one. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It was PG-13, but
it kind of reminded me. Yeah, you can't do Dracula PG-13. Mm-hmm. Like, figure that shit out already.
Yeah. It's like, nah, yeah, I can't do that.
Whatever. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, of course, we talked about Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. I mean, that's Blade.
Yeah, but there's no Dracula. But Vampire, yes, okay.
Maybe vampires, yeah.
What about the Underworld movies?
They were okay. First one was good.
First one was good. Yeah.
That's nice.
They got out of hand.
How many movies are there of Underworld?
Bunch now, yeah.
There's like Underworld 1, 2, and 3. There's the one with the wolves. The Lycan Rising. And then there's another one, too. So 5?
Maybe. There's like a new one.
Is that including the newest one that just came out?
Yeah.
5?
Five.
$5 on it.
Messing with that endo.
Poop. That's not really like all the song, John. Okay.
Oh, John's getting a refill.
He's just taking a little sip.
Sipping on some sip.
Dracula be sicking up, sipping on that sip.
You'd be sipping on blood.
The Van Helsing one was real, like, funny. It was more like kind of comedian.
It's a little, yeah.
You know
some
what's
comic relief.
But you know what's crazy about that one is who was the girl in the movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Who's the girl? It was Kate Beckinsale.
Was it?
Yep. And then she's in Underworld.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
I haven't seen her doing anything new lately.
Well, Underworld.
Yeah. Yeah,
the new Underworld. But she hasn't done anything big lately, or big for a long time, or she hasn't been relevant in a long time.
Is there any news when the next season or the second half of season 1 is going to come out?
They didn't say.
To be announced.
So I don't know if they're still in production, still like finishing it up or what.
So speaking of things that aren't in production that are finishing up, Spawn. We've got some news that Todd McFarlane wants
creative rights.
Total he wants creative control.
Total
creative control over what's there going on. He wants to be the director.
He's going for a horror movie.
And I believe he wants to front some of his own money and then look for producers as well. So
that's so fucking smart, though.
If you're
going to
front some of your money, then
hell yeah.
Then how can they tell you no?
Yeah. Well, he wants it to be like a $10 movie. $10 million movie.
That's so smart, though. Like, he's the one that says, look, this movie's gonna, he's the one that's gonna make or break it, and the important thing about it, it's his comic, so that makes it even better, you know. So you know this is gonna be a good comic. Yeah. I think that he did it right.
Do we want to see it more in line with the Spawn show that was on HBO?
Yeah, that was more horror, more darker.
I didn't see that.
That was a good show.
Oh, you haven't seen that?
He said he's going for that horror aspect. He doesn't want it to be like any of the comic book movies. He's going for like, you know, people went to the slasher films or like House of a Thousand Corpses, those kind of, that style.
That's what's up.
He wants it to be really dark and gritty like that.
It's going
to
be sick. I can tell you that much. It's going to be freaking.
So he knows what his audience is. He wants his audience to be.
That's awesome.
Or what he's going for.
He already has like his freaking purpose.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's awesome.
The old TV series Hiram or the old movie? Hiram's on.
What's up, Hiram?
Oh, definitely got to be the show. The movie was like a.
Yeah,
was not
the show was the
show was amazing.
The show was amazing, yeah, but it was weird. Oh yeah, the movie, yeah, the movie looked like it seemed like they
it was
like they half they wanted to do it half action movie, half Spawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while the costume looked cool.
Yeah.
And the eyes looked cool. And
it
the cape.
It was a radar movie too.
Yeah. And the stuff he could do. Yeah. And the Vindicator, Violator looked cool.
John Leguizamo.
But yeah, the other stuff was just like, eh.
Some of it was kind of hokey and cheesy, but.
And you know, the whole wind that was like trying to destroy the world. And I mean, the, I don't know, just too out there.
Yeah.
Malbolgia looked weak as fuck too.
Mm-hmm. True. And this granted, I mean, this is when CG was still not the, you know, still kind of like didn't have its legs yet. It was still kind of going, but
I think he's looking to do. He wants big budget.
Yeah, for sure.
He said he wanted to be a $10 million movie. He wants low budget.
He said he could make it for $10 million, but he's thinking now that it's going to be more.
He's flipping.
You got to think about it.
That was going the Deadpool route.
There's going to be either.
Deadpool was like 50, 60 million.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is very conservative for Hollywood movies. 50, 60.
Can you imagine how much profit they made from that one?
Oh, yeah. They made maybe 400 million. They killed it. They made like five times more money than they spent.
Probably one of the highest profiting movies of all time.
Woo!
You're lucky, okay. Can't hit that. But
all right, hey Hiram, since you're on here, give us a topic to talk about. Spectral, by the way.
Oh, you don't have it hooked up.
So until you get that topic, go for it, Gil.
I was just thinking if you had it hooked up, he can be our caller, but
we don't have it hooked up yet. We don't have it hooked up. We haven't gone to the place we need to get.
Yeah. It's supposed to be spoiler free, guys.
What's supposed to be spoiler free?
Huh? What are you talking about?
John just had a brain fart.
Anyways,
drink some juice.
Sipping on gin and juice.
So, who saw Spectral?
I haven't.
That movie on Netflix. Did you see it?
No.
Hot Sauce saw it. Okay, so basically, Spectral is about there's a place in Russia. I think it's in Russia. It's like this city, and they found a way to weaponize ghosts. They're like,
it's like a reverse 13, Ghostbusters?
It's like a reverse 13 Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like that, but they got guns and stuff.
That's weird. That's pretty cool.
And it's like a whole city. It's like a whole city.
Huh.
That they're in. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was pretty good. There was some pretty cool stuff. It was pretty good. That's what's up. I would have to say it's probably like a 7, 8. Well, you could tell the budget constraints and
yeah.
But it was good. But it was good. I mean, I can't really say. You know, it's something I'd watch one time.
So do you believe in ghosts? That's a better question.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Hiram, we have not seen the new Spider-Man yet.
No.
Have you seen it?
That's one of our topics today, though.
It was one of our topics earlier.
Yeah.
It was the thought process on what we're going to see.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, we'll go with that. Kind of like a pregame.
Okay, so let's go back into ghosts.
Okay.
Are they real?
We talk Ghostbusters. Let's kind of get away from... Oh, Hiram says it's thebomb.com.
Bomb.com.
Is it thebomb.com or thebomb.org?
The bomb diggity.
.org.
Orgy.
Orgy.
So you believe in ghosts, Gil?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in ghosts, John?
Supernatural.
Dude, I've had some crazy shit happen. Yes.
Oh, okay. Ghost story time.
Dude, so it's me and my friend, right? He's over. We're chilling. So we're in high school, right? Freaking, he's chilling. Like, just over there, he has his bag over there. His freaking bag just slides to him.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wild.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, I was like, oh, dude, you can't come over here anymore, bro.
That's one of those that are attached to him kind of thing?
I don't know, man. I just...
That's even more fucking scary.
One time when I was at my aunt's, my aunt's house in California, it was a long time ago. I was probably like 12, maybe 11. Me and my cousin were asleep in the living room. And it was an apartment, so where our feet were, that was it would go forward, and then there was like a hallway, half hallway, that led outside into the restroom. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and my cousin was awake, and he was just staring like at his feet, like laying down, like looking, and I'm like, what? And he's just like looking. I look, and there was something standing there.
Oh, yeah. I've woken up to like shit like that at my grandma's house, dude. Like, I used to live with my dad at my grandma's house, and fucking there was like just this fucking figure right there, just
nope.
Fuck that. Yeah, I was like,
and I'm out.
At my mom's house, my room was in the back, like it was like all the way down the hallway, and the door was open because my brother Mike lived there and his kids were sleeping in the living room, And the room was really small. So where the door opened, right there on the left, like when you walk in on the left, I had a futon, but it was never out. It was because the room was too small. Mm-hmm. So my brother was sitting on the edge of it, and I was sitting in a chair like this one, like a computer chair, kind of like next to the couch, like a little further back. I was playing video games. The TV was at an angle. So we're there just chilling, and all we hear is, "Hey guys, what are you doing?" Just as clear as I'm talking to you right now, in little girl's voice.
Oh wow!
And so, no.
Couldn't get any creepier than that.
And so, like, I paused the game, and we're like, we look at each other, and I was like, "Did you hear that?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then so, he just has to lean and look down the hallway because he's right there, at the door. It's open because his kids were asleep, and he had a daughter, and so he looks. And he's like, "There's nothing there." And so he went and checked on his kids to see if maybe he thought maybe his daughter had got up, and it wasn't. All kinds of things at my mom's house. One time, my brother Matt will tell you this story. My nephew was asleep in my mom's room, which was the room next to mine, and he was asleep, and he just started screaming. And when my brother Matt ran in there to see what happened, he was like standing on the bed, like backed up against the wall, staring at the mirror and just screaming. Yeah.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of crazy stuff happening. go spend that at my mom's house. And something might happen.
Jeez.
That's wild.
But I never experienced anything like bad.
Yeah.
But the closet was like right behind the futon because, like I said, the room was so small. And I mean, I swear I would wake up in the middle of the night. And like, so I'd wake up if I was laying on my back. This was the side of the back. It was like the couch. I'd sleep on the couch, the futon.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't unfolded, so I would sleep, and I would look up, and so, like, this was the closet, like, right here. And I don't know how many times I thought I saw, like, a face looking at me out of the closet.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, at some point, you just learn to live with it, and you're just, like, you just ignore it. Like, okay, whatever, like. Yeah. I mean, what can you really do about it? You can't do anything. You know, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, like I do believe in ghosts. I've never experienced anything like scary. I mean, it's scary, but I've never felt threatened or it's definitely scary and you freak out, but I've never felt like anything.
I haven't dealt with any like poltergeist stuff or whatever, like trying to kill you.
My mom said one time she woke up from a nap in her room at that house, and she was asleep with her hand like this on her head. And that something was holding her arm, and she could feel like hot breath on her face.
Oh, fuck that! Huh. I'd be moving out of
the
house.
So there's some like,
bro.
I mean, I'm thinking about it right now, and it's actually like tripping me out. But yeah, I mean, yeah. But there's been some crazy stuff, and like I said, you just deal with it. I mean, you can't ask them to leave. Yeah. You know, hey, get the fuck out of my house, motherfucker. They'll never let you sleep. But yeah, that's, you know. I believe in ghosts. Believe in aliens.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ghosts, the supernatural, aliens.
Like, do you think they're smarter than us, or do you think they're about the same intelligence level?
No, I think they're smarter than us.
Far beyond our intelligence, yeah.
There's a video floating around on Facebook, and somebody was like, "Oh, it's fake." I don't know if it is. It probably is. I'm more than sure it is, but the message of it is crazy. So it's basically like an alien figure, mm-hmm. like in probably the 50s or the 60s. Maybe the 70s or 80s, I don't know. And he's like in a like an interrogation room, like a police interrogation. And so they're recording him, and they're just talking to him, and they're asking him like where he's from, and he's like, "I'm from here."
Oh shit!
And he's like, "Well, what do you mean you're from here?" And he's like, "Well, I'm from here. I'm from Earth." And he tells him that, you know, "I'm from the future." Like, and he's like, "Well, what are you doing here?" And he's like, "Observing." Huh. And he's like, "Well, are you human?" And he's like, "I'm a like a genetic evolution."
Damn.
So like thousands of years.
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, how did that happen?" And he's like, "Well, you know, mankind destroyed itself with nuclear weapons, and the survivors over the years have, you know, just mutated." And
damn.
And he's like, "Well, do you have do you believe in God?" And he's like, "You know, that he's like our society has moved past you know, religious deities to satisfy our curiosities and our moral compass."
Damn.
And he's like, "Well, how do you live? Like, what kind of values?" And he said, compassion and truth. Like, that's what we, that's how we live. And so he asks him, you know, like what, like how did, like what technology they have that, and he, that got him there. And he's like, you can't comprehend it.
That's
and
true.
He's all, like, try me.
Your puny brain.
And dude, he starts going off about, you know, temporal vortexes and all kinds of just,
like, he traveled through a different dimension.
Yeah, crazy kind of stuff.
I mean, that's possible.
And
I mean, science is like trying to figure
out. Well, I think because he asked him how that they figured out how everybody came to be, like how the universe was created.
Oh wow!
And so that's when he asked him about God and all that stuff. So it's crazy. You should search it. Like, even if it's not real, the message is crazy. Like,
yeah.
But
I think
that they just don't want to, like, mess with us. Not because they're afraid of us, but because they're like, these people,
too,
like,
ignorant.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we're ants on an ant on a, we're ants on an ant farm to them.
Yeah.
Like, that's how sense. I honestly believe.
True. I believe, like, I do watch a lot of Ancient Aliens, so, like, I do believe, like, they've influenced our society over thousands and thousands of years.
I know a lot of people make fun of Ancient Aliens, but some of that stuff, to me, is so...
What makes you think?
Some of that stuff is so common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, how did this get here then?
Yeah.
And they make up some stupid, like, bullshit answer, and it's like, come on, man. Like, you really think we're that stupid? Like, I don't know. It's the dumbing down of society, I guess. They just...
Mm-hmm. So it's a coincidence. Like, there's a lot of pyramids all over the world that are so similar.
They're
in design.
They're very similar,
and
yeah.
Yet these cultures never.
We have
met
pyramids in Mexico and like
China,
all the other, yeah, Africa,
all over the place. It's like, come on, that's just a little. Think about that. Or how, like, some certain stones are cut a certain way that even our modern technology can't cut it, even to this day.
Yeah.
They're so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Yeah, people. I think people believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, true. It's true. Or ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is very bliss.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had an alien experience or encounter.
You've never been probed?
I've never been probed. But I don't know what I saw. I don't know where I saw this on. I don't know if it was a show. I don't know what it was, but this lady was talking about her experience, and she lived in a city. And, you know, I've always thought that aliens don't really take people from cities, like more like the country,
because
there's just too many people here. And, dude, this was such a trippy story. So she woke up in the middle of the night, and she's like in an upstairs apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And her bedroom's like kind of upstairs, because there's a light flashing in her through her window.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets up and she goes and she looks outside the window, like through the blinds. And there's like a crew out there of working on the lines, like a power lines or phone lines or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's the light, you know how they have like a little yellow light sometimes where they're working.
Yeah.
And so they're there and they're wearing uniforms and they have like the yellow hats. And she's like, she thought it was kind of weird that they'd be working on it like at 3 or 2 in the morning, whatever, however late it was. And then they turned and looked at her and they didn't have faces.
No.
And so she was like freaked out. And so she moves downstairs, and then she had like a like sliding doors.
Uh-huh.
And there was one like outside the sliding door. And it came in, like walked through the door, like without having to open it. And
wild.
She couldn't do nothing. And then she done remember. And then that's all she remembered.
Ah.
Like she had been abducted and stuff.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Like,
they said Nikolai Tesla was communicating with aliens, and that's how he was able to do all that's how he came up with all his stuff, you know? It's like the communication with aliens.
I mean, it's very interesting. If a lot of people don't know who Nikolai Tesla was.
No joke.
And a lot of the things that
different things that
Thomas Edison
did were really
his ideas.
I mean, he came up with the electric car.
Was it the DC current, I think?
DC current, all kinds of stuff.
He had the wireless electricity.
He said he was in, that's what he was planning on doing. He's like,
the
just
whole
making
world.
Electricity free.
Yeah, for the whole world.
Of course, corporations don't want that.
And then he died mysteriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he had like the cure for cancer and these like freaking gemstones.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
there's a lot
like,
of crazy things.
Yeah, like any type of ailment he would be able to cure with these gemstones.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, we've gone way into the
friggin' deep end.
Into the deep end of the podcast on this
one. I love it. We could do this all day.
I mean, have you ever seen like Fire in the Sky?
That's a badass movie. I like that movie.
To kind of like put it in
perspective, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's that based on a true story.
Yeah.
All the guys took polygraph tests. None of them failed it.
Yep.
And
they talked about him, I think, on Ancient Aliens a while back. Like, they interviewed him and talked to him like the real people.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But yeah, I mean, they're based on a true story, like you said. Like, they believe it happened. I believe them too.
The creepiest part of that movie, in my opinion, is when he's in that little bed and he like gets out and he's like floating.
Mm-hmm.
And he like crashes into like someone else, another bed, and there's like a human there with the, holding his, all his guts in his hand.
Oh,
so or creepy. Whatever. I was like,
because they're all being experimented on. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
The thing is, if you were like taken by an alien and experimented on, you probably wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most of the people that it happens to don't
remember, unless they go through that regression from the regression psychiatric thing, for the psychologist would make them go to sleep and like regress to their past memories to like figure out what happened to them during the encounter. Mm-hmm. So they relive it.
Yeah, they have to do
regression therapy or some crap like that.
Yeah, or like hypnotism.
Yeah.
Like on Good Will Hunting. No one's seen Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
I just solve math problems and I'm a janitor.
When a janitor solves math problems.
Yeah.
Remember the old trailers? The guy's voice was like...
In a world.
Yeah.
In a world. With a cat, a dog, and a flamingo. This is a wacky movie. Yeah.
There's a wacky movie?
Yeah.
Keep going.
No, I don't want to. It's too late for me to do that. I'm tired.
I think John is like losing. We're losing him right now.
We're losing steam.
You're losing steam.
This is simple, Johnny Five.
Johnny Five.
So, okay, let's talk about games. The Anthem. Right? That's what it's called, The Anthem?
Just Anthem, I
think.
Just
Anthem.
So who's making it?
BioWare.
So BioWare also makes...
Skyrim.
Mass Effect. And Skyrim. So... There's people out there for some reason that think that BioWare is going to stop. Like they were supposed to release some DLC, work on DLC for Mass Effect. And they feel that BioWare is going to just totally like drop everything they're doing for Mass Effect to work on the Anthem.
They should probably do that, honestly.
I could see that happening, though. I mean, like, if it's a big undertaking, they need the people.
I heard just Mass Effect was just a garbage-ass game.
Garbage.
Or the new Mass Effect.
That's what I heard. Steven bought it. He said he wasn't feeling it. Like, not like the old ones.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. That game lost steam real quick after it got released. I mean, they had the issue with the... nobody's... They haven't been talking about it anymore, so...
Yeah.
So...
Did you play it?
Yeah.
Not the new one, but the old ones.
No.
I've played the first Mass Effect. Some of it.
My friends were big... Like, they were real into it, but, I mean, I wasn't really...
You weren't really into it?
Mm-mm.
What was the last good game? And don't tell me World of Warcraft.
Wow.
It's a wow.
Destiny?
Destiny? Don't talk about
Destiny.
The
beta's coming out soon, guys.
Dude, I'm pretty stoked. July 18th.
Or free on July 21st.
Yeah.
Garbage.
It is not garbage, sir. You're garbage. Quit talking shit.
Other than that, no, yeah, it's really hard to find.
It's like after
E3. Oh, you played Neo. Didn't you like Neo?
That's more difficult, though. It's more like Demon Souls type-ish. That's the only reason why I like it.
Well, here's a game.
Tekken 7 for you, too.
How was Tekken 7?
Tekken 7 was all right. It wasn't all that great.
No?
Yeah, I mean, it's because I don't have my favorite character. The main person I use.
Didn't have your boy.
It was a good story, though. It concluded the... It did it justice, yeah.
Did it... It wasn't an injustice?
It wasn't.
Injustice 2?
So what about this new Super Nintendo that's supposed to be coming out?
Super Nintendo Classic? Still waiting for the pre-order to drop. It hasn't been available yet.
Like,
dude, it's sold out.
Or what?
The pre-order went out?
Yes.
Like for the US?
You can't find it on Amazon or anything.
I was looking on Amazon. It didn't like show you can pre-order
it
yet.
They said, yeah. They said
the page is there, but it doesn't do anything.
From what I understand, it's done.
Fuck. And that's because they were supposed to have more available than the original one. Damn, that pisses me off because I really wanted to pre-order that bitch. I don't want to wait in line.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I'll wait in line for it, but I mean, goddamn.
Anybody see Dave Chappelle's new comedy show?
No, I have not.
Not yet.
There's like two episodes, right?
It would help if you talked in your mic, John.
Does that help?
Yes, put that round thing to your mouth.
Damn.
So entertainment news has been real slow. Although a picture surfaced today or yesterday from the Han Solo movie, and it's the guy playing Han Solo with Chewbacca.
The shitty actor?
And Woody Harrelson's character, whoever it is. And I think there might even be a Lando in there.
Oh, Mr. Swagger himself.
So maybe they've Mr. Colt 45, malt liquor. So maybe they are back on track.
Not Star Trek, but Star Wars track.
Oh, you know what? Actually,
that's good.
Here's something very interesting. I'll let you talk about Star Trek. A Star Trek fan. And a Star Wars fan
got into an argument,
and the argument ended up having them get into a fight, and one of them got stabbed. So, moral of the story is don't mess with.
Oh, that actually did happen. That's a legit one. Yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek fans.
That was actual news. Yeah, somebody fucking actually got stabbed over it. That's retarded.
We've had this discussion before with random people. What's better, Star Trek or Star Wars?
It'll always be Star Wars.
Yeah, that one has pulled in more.
You're wrong. It's Star Trek.
So you don't like Star Trek at all?
There's way too much to keep up with.
I'm a big fan of the OG series back in the 60s, the original Star Trek.
There's way too much to keep up with.
What about the Next Generation?
I saw some of it. It was okay, but I like the OG series personally more.
What about Voyager?
I only saw an episode was on TV here and there. I never got into any of
those. Deep Space Nine? No.
Like all those others, I just maybe caught an episode here and there.
What about the movies? Did you watch Star Trek?
The original movies? The first three.
I only saw the first one, honestly.
Ooh, man. Right at the con. You gotta watch Star Trek 2. That's even better.
Damn.
What about the new movies? The newer remakes, whatever.
The first one was good. I like the first one. Because I have Ben Benedict Cumberbatch in the second one. Damn it. I like the first two. The third one was all right, but the first two were better.
I like Into Darkness. I like the con aspect.
I like Cumberbatch.
Hey.
No, it was good. I like those two.
Whoa.
Con!
I thought it was real interesting, too, how they swapped them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of Kirk dying, it was Spock. I mean, instead of Spock, it was Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they did a little switcheroo.
A lot of people will say that Wrath of Khan, the original Wrath of Khan, was the best.
That is the pinnacle.
And that it was the best of even William Shatner's acting.
I kind of actually would have to agree on that. That was probably his pinnacle, when he was at his game, his A game. I mean, that's not saying he's a bad actor. It's just that was probably his most. That was at his best.
People will say, well, if the Enterprise went into Star Wars' universe, they would just take everything. I'm like, no, they wouldn't, bro. Like, a Star Destroyer could take that out. And they're like, oh, the Borg Cube. And I'm like, the Death Star.
Is that thing a planet or moon?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny. That's when you know you're super nerdy now.
You're just going way out. Yeah, you're going way out.
Is when you start getting, technical. Oh, well, the Borg Cube would assimilate the laser. And be, I'm like, dude, it would just get destroyed. There ain't no chance to assimilate nothing.
Yeah. But anyway, whatever. I mean, Star Trek is based on more real science than Star Wars. Star Wars
is
sci-fi. Star Wars or sci-fi, but... It's a fantasy. Sci-fi fantasy. Star Trek is more straight up sci-fi.
More reality based. Yeah, more reality based. True.
I mean, they're two different worlds, two different universes. They really are. I mean, they're just different. Just apples and oranges. They really are.
It really is, but people fight about it.
Yeah, people are stupid.
I think the Star Wars conventions are bigger than the Star Trek ones.
Star Wars will always be bigger than Star Trek. I mean, just straight up. It's more universally palatable than Star Trek is. Sometimes Star Trek might be a little too nerdy for some people, or just too much.
Yeah, because Star Trek's real audience is adults, whereas Star Wars goes after kids, teenagers, old people, really old people, ancient people.
It's more just more palatable, more general for more people to get into.
Sean disappeared.
He disappeared. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, John Lopez. So, I'm very excited for, speaking of Star Wars, for The Last Jedi. And news has been very slow coming out. They've very fucking talked slow. About... I did read
not
something...
Even a
trickle. I did read something recently. Sorry, I had to yawn. Mm-hmm. I did read something recently where they were talking about the director, Rian Johnson. And he was saying that... He was kind of saying, oh, The Last Jedi is kind of like this movie. And we looked at this movie for some of the stuff. And just, you know, like we wanted to be... And he named three different movies. And so that person, whoever it was, took those three movies. And they're like, well, based on what he said...
Oh, wow. They're really
this is what we think is going to happen. And I'm like, man,
son
like...
Son of a bitch.
I don't want to read them, but then I read them.
Yeah, it's like as a fan, you're like, you're tempted to read
and
them.
I've read all kinds of things that say that like Luke Skywalker isn't going to use a lightsaber... He's just going to use a cane. of course, they all talk about a big fight with Luke and the Knights of Ren.
I see that happening.
Supposedly, there's supposed to be a scene where he just like wipes the floor with the Knights of Ren. Luke does.
Uses his force powers.
Yeah, but if it happens at the beginning, when they haven't even shown the Knights of Ren, how do we even know? Feel like it's a big challenge?
Or maybe they'll just do like a flashback of like how the Knights of Ren came to be to begin with. Like how he was forming the whole thing and then how it went to shit. And then they'll flash forward to him meeting up with him again. Probably.
I just wonder if the Knights of Ren... What's up?
Maybe it'll lead up to that at the end of The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
where
maybe.
He's fighting them at the end. Of course, unless they kill him.
Well, supposedly the lightsaber fight that everyone talks about happens on the island of Octo or whatever where Luke is, where mm-hmm. Rey is training. So that either happens at the beginning or the end. Got I mean, right. Or the middle. Beginning or the middle.
Oh, okay.
Because I think by the end, they're going to be off that island, like on adventure, on the...
Going after Snoke.
Going after Snoke. The big mystery man.
So we're going to find out more about him in this episode, but not probably too much. But probably leave it on a big cliffhanger with him, as I'm assuming.
Yeah.
They have to. It's just, are you going to kill off Luke or not?
They can't.
They can't, but doesn't mean
you can't.
Won't.
You can't have Star Wars without...
Come on, you're like if they're gonna do like the cop out where they're gonna make him the Force Ghost and all that, like
they can't.
He usually the simplest thing is what happens with Star Wars, the simplest answer, or the most obvious thing that's gonna happen is usually what happens with
yeah,
Star Wars.
But killing him isn't the most obvious thing, especially since he's the only one left. Like there ain't nobody left. There's
is he?
No
is he?
Yeah, because Princess Leia's dead. She ain't around no more, and Han Solo's gone. So there's nobody from the original cast, and Lando can't carry the Luke mantle. So, while some people think that they're going to kill Luke, they want to make money, and you can't make money killing Luke.
No, you can't.
You can't know for sure.
So, I don't think that's going to happen. I want to see Luke rape some... kick some ass.
Just you want to finish that sentence?
Some nerf herders.
He's just going to be... just destroying people.
I want to see him destroy some nerf herders.
He's just gonna pull out his meter, slap some people around, pee on him. Yeah, I want to see that.
He's
too.
Raping everybody up in here.
Just destroy him.
Throw his poop at him.
Yeah, with the force. Doesn't even touch it.
So I want to see that. I want to see
I want him to do what Darth Vader did in Rogue One.
Yeah,
just like totally kick ass in that scene.
Yeah,
like just decimate everybody.
Just to show everybody that Luke Skywalker is the shit.
He's like, still got that power. Like, don't fuck with him.
I don't think they ever showed like how badass Luke is.
No,
really
you've never
is.
Really
no,
seen
he's
it.
He's never gone all out.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
or maybe he goes all out and that causes him to go to the dark side.
No, I don't think he's
like, he gets so pissed or something. Something happens.
Yeah, I don't think so. No? I think what they're gonna try to do is they're gonna establish like very different. Aspects of what the light side and the dark side is now going forward.
Yeah.
I think they're going to really because
make it really black and white.
If you watch The Force Awakens again whenever Rey is fighting Kylo Ren, she kind of goes to that she's got that anger and that aggression in her the way she's looking at him like and actually like I didn't realize this that I've seen it like for the 100,000th time. Whenever she fights him, she gives him that little front kick. She does like that overhand, that two-hand overhand one that Anakin does.
Yeah.
where he does that, and then he does the front kick. She does it, and then she paces, looking at him while he's down, just the way Anakin did whenever he was like complaining to.
So she's gonna be Obi-Wan. The one.
So I think she is a Skywalker. That to me, that's kind of, she has all the Skywalker traits when she's flirting with the dark side.
Interesting.
I don't know. A big Skywalker trait, isn't it? Is it like fixing robots and stuff?
And pilots?
Being very mechanical and also being a great pilot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which she is.
Damn. She's both. Damn.
Yeah. So to me, those are all of the little hints.
We will see.
Man, it's crazy. So this year, you know, we got Game of Thrones, which is going to give us 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Actually, it'll probably be longer, because what they're probably going to do is they're probably going to have an episode. They're like, 2 weeks later.
Fuck, yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. So,
or they might split it up. Don't they normally do like a mid-season finale, and then like next year we'll see the other half of it?
Yeah, they usually do stuff like that too. Like, so you'll only get half of the season
this year.
But half of the season is 3 episodes. They only released the 3 things.
Fuck.
That would be kind of out of hand.
That'd be too much.
That would really suck. That's not enough. I don't think they're going to do that. They might space it out a week in between, but...
Well, because, yeah, honestly, the other seasons were, like, what, 13, 14 episodes? So, like, 10. It'd be 10. So they would do, like, 4 or, like, 5 or 6 for the one part of this year, and then the other part. It was easier to split up those.
I think another thing, too, is everything's been written out for them. You know, they just got to transcribe it into, like, you know, he said, like... You know, they just have to pretty much write into play form, pretty much, and just film it. Now, this part is, like, where, like, it's gray because it hasn't been written, you know?
Yeah.
So there's 10. So we're not 10. There's 7. So we got Spider-Man to watch. We have Game of Thrones. We still have Thor Justice League. All that's coming out in the next
this year. Star Wars.
2-3 months.
Yep.
Star Wars will end the year. Black Panther next year, right?
That's February. Yeah.
Okay. So this year, that's what we have left. Thor, Justice League, Star Wars.
Game of Thrones,
that's it.
That's like the big, big stuff.
But we still got to go see Spider-Man, though, because Spider-Man is supposed to be like legit.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And this is they said that it's going to be officially in the MCU for this movie, right? Didn't they officially confirm that? That this is official MCU universe, whatever?
That's what's up.
So... Well, guys, I mean, that's pretty much it for the podcast tonight.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
As always, I'm Johnny Danger.
I am Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, Gilliam. So we'll see y'all next week for episode 35. Hopefully something interesting happens between now and then.
Well, hopefully we'll have the review of Spider-Man.
Or have the review of Spider-Man, yeah. So... Yeah. Make sure to like our page and
follow
share
us on Instagram.
Like, follow comment, us on Instagram.
Subscribe, yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at Men of the Cave. You can follow us on Facebook at Men of the Cave.
And follow the podcast on iTunes if you got any iOS.
We are
device.
On iTunes under Men of the Cave, so follow us there. And, you know, so you feel free to send us messages or comments. Let us know. Stop doing that, John.
Or give us some like topics maybe we want to hear us talk about. Like, give us some topic ideas.
Anything, you know. I mean, we talked about aliens and ghosts today, so.
Yeah, I was like, throw a little random one.
So just, I mean, we're down to talk about anything you'd like for us to discuss.
We're down to tea.
We're down to tea. We're down for the tea.
Yeah. T to the K.
For the talk.
The talk.
The talk, not the tip, guys. Wrong tea. Other tea.
Wrong tea. Yeah, the other, the good tea. That's a good tea too sometimes. Yeah. But what we do.
Yeah.
That's not our cup of tea.
So, yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Till then.
Till then.
Later.
Later.
Bye.